KCR Mobile.
Car, KE6KEN.
So, good afternoon, sir, or good morning yet, 11:54. And I think your name is Ken, isn't it? K-E-N.
You got that right. How are you doing today?
The name here is Tom. And my initials are on my call sign also. Well, that's great, Ken. Oh, doing fine. I'm just waiting on Bernice. Kind of killing time. My wife went to get a chemical stress test, and it takes about 4 hours. So I've been to Wally World and come back by Lowe's and took a package back to UPS and just goofing off, Ken. How's your day?
Complain, just things around the house. We've got a day off. I teach at Furman. We've got a day off today for fall break, so ran some errands this morning. Got to go back home then and get down to it, do some grading. And other than that, it's a beautiful day outside, so I got nothing to complain about.
IT day, so you work in IT at Furman?
Sure. So I've got to do some grading. I have some papers to grade and some exams to grade and things like that.
Well, you just got a promotion in my feeble mind. You said grading. I thought it was due to the storm. You were out grading something. Well, kudos to you, a professor. Well, that's about as far uptown as you can get. Oh, nearest I was to that, I played in the university orchestra up in Kansas for 9 years, and I really enjoyed that, but don't have a degree, but I am an electronic technician and electrician for over 50 years, and I'm retired now.
Copy that. Yeah, the other kind of grading was a lot more useful in the recent weeks.
You're right about that. Oh, getting in the line of cars up here where there used to be no cars until everybody started moving to Greenville. So, same with me, but we're still out in the country a little bit. And, I had to go pick up a couple of prescriptions while I was at Walmart, and all of that's increased in cost. And other than that, for enjoyment, I bought myself an electric blanket.
You have that when it cools off a little. Hey, how did your antennas all do in the storm?
Well, up there, Ken. Thank God for that. And Mother Nature, too. One of them's 265 feet long, one of them's 100 feet long, and the other one, the vertical, is 129 feet, I think's what it wound up at. I used that 7-strand, it's an insulated wire, looks much like THHN or something that you'd run in conduit, and it's tough as nails, I'll tell you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I don't know if you remember or not, but you showed me your setup one day quite a while back, and I came home after that, and I put pulleys with weights on my dipoles. I have not yet made my loop, but I have dipoles, and I put those pulleys and weights on there, and I'll be darned if they survive just fucking in the weather. So I appreciate your taking the time to let me do that.
And I've forgotten about that. Yeah, Bill in 4IQ told me to buy stainless ones. Wow, I'm proud of those. But I do have them on most of my antennas, 2 out of 3, I guess. And it's nice to be able to let it down. Now, there's occasions when the wire will get trapped in, a tree will grow a limb around it or something and not let you let it down, but I've been pretty lucky with it. And that is the proper way to do it. And it makes them a little more survivable, too. I have weights on a 160-meter antenna that go up and down with it. The and vertical, but I'm not impressed with that. The old timers always used to say a vertical radiates signals poorly in all directions.
I hadn't heard that. I had heard some people, you know, kind of be critical of them, but I hadn't heard that that phrase before. That's good.
ND7J up north, they had one up at Fred's up in the mountains, and they'd done pretty good with it, he said. 160 is a winner band, and I only got, I think, 65 countries on it. But a lot of those guys have gone to that computer mode, FT8. And I'm not going to do that. Obviously, the ARRL does. And I don't make the rules either. But it's just that the computer's doing all the work, and I just don't care for it. I'm an old-timer. CW and sideband's enough for me. And if they enjoy that, well, kudos to them.
Exactly. It's a big hobby, room for everybody doing their own thing, you know. I'll have a little bit more time in the summer, but I think in the summer I want to try to build that super loop that you showed me and get it high up in the trees, and we'll see what we can do with that. I agree. I mean, I'm not, at least at this point, I'm not into FT8 or really any of the other digital modes. In this last storm, of course, it seemed like at least things like Winlink and other stuff was important for MCOMs, but I really don't have a huge interest in the digital stuff either.
Well, Ken, I really enjoy CW and sideband. I swore I'd never use CW again when I had to learn it up to 20 words a minute to get the license back then. But I thought, Tom, you dummy, why throw all that away, you know, after you spent so much time mastering it. But it really gets through when nothing else will. But I can see where the Winlink stuff like that was very valuable in those emergencies. A lot of my old-timer friends still use, or some of them still use RTTY. But my wife, she'll tolerate CW when we're down in the basement, you know, on the radio, and she's watching TV. She's most tolerant of everything. Obviously, she gets along with me for 56 years. But she did not like RTTY whatsoever, so I give that one up. And it takes a little bit of skill to run that one, but And these other ones, you can put them on automatic and let them go. You don't even have to be at the computer if you don't want to. But, Ken, I've arrived at home. It's been nice talking to you. Come over anytime. You're welcome here always. And enjoy the hobby. And this is NGRLTR. Be clear with your final, Ken.
Good to hear you today, and hope the rest of your day goes well. You take care. KE6, KEN, clear.